is Marcel Reed, co-chair of the Pacifica Governance Committee, and we are calling the committee meeting to order February 13th, 2012, Monday at 8:34. Nancy, would you please call roll?
Oh, I would love to. I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
When did I send it?
If you like, I'll do it.
Oh, yes,
Gail
please.
Dixon.
Gail Dixon? Y'all
here.
Say present loud, okay?
I'm here.
Okay, Dick. Okay, Gail Dixon. Marcel, are you going to do the roll call? I still haven't found it.
I'll do it. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Kathy Davis. R. Paul Martin. Mal Bernstein.
Here.
Sasha Futron.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg. Brenda Medina.
Here.
John Winger. Jessica Apollinara. Nancy.
Yes, present.
Okay. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
George Ryder. Robert Mack. Joseph K.
Yes, here.
Okay.
It was Robert Mark.
Oh.
Robert Mark.
Uh-huh.
Is he here? I thought I called George Ryder, Robert Mark, and Joseph K.
Yeah, George and Robert did not answer.
Okay. Is there anyone here that I have not called your name?
R. Paul.
R. Paul, okay.
Did anybody just come in?
Yes, R. Paul.
Oh, okay. So we have nine now.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you spell your name again?
R. Paul Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, is W-B-A-I.
Okay.
Okay.
Did y'all get the a list of the agenda? I put everybody's name down that I could. Did you get, Joseph, the agenda? Did y'all get?
Didn't get the agenda.
No. Really? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Marcel.
What you sent to me, Nancy.
Uh-huh. Oh, I just sent it to you? Didn't I send it to PECO?
To everyone. That's all right. I'll
yeah, you sent it to PACGov.
Oh, I did?
Yeah,
okay.
You did.
Okay, Joseph, you're not, you didn't get a PACGov yet?
You saying an email?
Yes.
You did?
I don't recall getting it. Was it sent today?
Yes.
I will look.
Okay.
I may have missed it.
Okay. I'll send it now.
Thank you.
No problem.
Did anybody come on?
I don't believe so, Nancy.
Okay, we have nine.
Right, the next item on the agenda is to pick the next date. Does anyone have the calendar in front of them?
I have one.
Okay. Could you tell me which date is free in March?
Hello?
Yes.
My calendar doesn't show that.
Oh, okay. I got it.
March?
February. Let me
hello?
March. Yes.
Hello?
Everything's open in March.
Hi, this is Kathy Davis.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. Okay, good. 10. Yeah. Now we're up to 10.
Okay. I'm in a public place, so I'm going to mute the phone, okay, for the time being?
All right.
Okay, Kathy. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Marcel, the March calendar is completely empty except the 14th and the 8th, which is the second Wednesday. It's the WBAI and KPFT LSB. And then the 8th, which is the second Thursday, is affiliates. Everything else is clear.
Okay, let's pick a regular meeting date now. I think we're early enough to do it so that we won't be clashing with any other committee. What about the second Monday? How does that work?
Second Monday is a strategic recovery plan, and also the fourth Monday, and that's why Tracy Rosenberg cannot join us. So we should stay away, I think, because they've been doing that. Last year, too, they were doing that strategic recovery on the second Monday. Third Monday is open.
How does the third Monday work for everyone?
Very good.
This is Kathy. The third Monday works fine for me.
This is Gail. It's okay with me.
This is Mal. It's
anybody
fine.
Has any conflict with the third Monday? Good.
So we have
it may conflict with the LSB governor meeting, but that can always change to a different Monday. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Kathy?
I think we should just proceed. If most of us can meet on the third Monday, I think that would be good.
Yeah, who's talking? Is this Lydia?
This is Lydia, and I think Brenda and I, tonight we can address this locally and pick a different Monday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, do you think y'all can move it to a Wednesday, if possible?
No, are so many LSB meetings that I think that's a challenge.
Oh, really? How many committee meetings do y'all have?
We have five committee meetings.
Five? We have eight. Okay. All right. So everybody, please say your name and your station so people can start understanding your voice. And please try not to do speaker because speaker is not so good audio quality. But if you can't do any other way, and if you're driving a car, please don't do whatever is best for you. Okay. Go ahead, Marcel.
Thank you, Nancy. So the third Monday of the month will be our regular meeting for the governance.
Oh, I forgot. Audit usually picks the third Monday. Isn't that right, Bob?
We're here first, Nancy.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
You know, we were half the year in last year, and so we had to take leavings. This year,
yes.
We're here first.
Yes,
so we
you're right.
are picking the third Monday.
Okay, 19th, March 19th. Mm-hmm.
And that is our meeting, the third Monday of each month. So maybe we can enter it for March, and then we can turn around and do it for April, May, June, July. So for the rest of the year, everybody knows the third Monday of the month is ours.
Great.
And then we can set our calendars, and everyone can be very clear, and we don't have to step around other people's schedules, which is what we did last year because we met so late.
Hi, Marcel from KPSK. Have the key to put it on the calendar?
Who is this?
Lydia.
Yeah.
Oh, Lydia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can enter it on the calendar after the call tonight, Lydia. I'll.
Thank you.
Unless someone else would like to do it, I really don't care as long as it's done.
It has to be done by a national delegate. And Bill said some kind of meeting he's having tonight, so I don't know which committee he's on. I hope they don't steal it first.
I don't think they'll steal it. I don't think they'll steal. Okay, so the third Monday of each month will be for the governance committee. Okay. Did anyone receive the minutes from Nancy? She sent them out earlier.
Yeah, this is Mal. I got them.
You did receive them, Mal. Has anyone had a chance to take a look at the minutes, or would you like to put off approving them until you've read all of them at our next meeting?
This is Joseph, KPFT. I'd like to receive the minutes, but I'm okay with you, the rest of the group, choosing what to do about accepting them or not.
All right. So, would someone like to make a motion that we approve the minutes? Let's review the minutes.
This is Bob from WBA. I would move to postpone till next month. I haven't had time to read them, and I don't know if others may be in the same boat.
Okay, good. Okay. And if there's anything y'all see funny in there, please email me, and I'll try to correct it and resend it.
We're in committee. We don't need a second. Okay. So does
this
everyone...
This is Brenda from KPFK. Can I be on the stack?
Certainly.
Oh, this connection is really bad. Was that Lydia?
No, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
Brenda, okay. Brenda's your thing is, I hope you're not running out of energy, your phone. Okay, go ahead.
I might.
So talk a little slower.
But I'll
words.
Get back on the... I wanted to know for the actual call, will we be doing the same time every month?
Yes.
Try to. Well, that's our...
Yes.
Okay.
We're trying.
This is Robert Mark from KPFT. I'm just checking in.
Oh, Robert. Okay, dude. It's up to 11 now. Okay.
Everything
Robert
I
Mark
touched
from...
that was electronic has turned to trash today. So I hope that this keeps working.
Okay, Robert Mark from KPFT. Y'all, please say your name and your station. And Brenda, talk slow like a Southerner so we can hear more of your voice. Okay, if you want to. I don't want to order.
I'm fine.
Is there... Okay.
Hi, this is Kathy from WBAI. I have a question.
Yes, Kathy.
What is the quorum number for this committee at this point?
It would be...
Didn't someone say eight?
It would be eight.
At the end of last year, it was seven. This is Mal.
Seven. Okay. So does anyone have most of the LSBs elected new people to the committees yet?
This is Sasha. We did not at KPFA.
Okay. I don't think we did it at WBAI either.
And this is Lydia. We're doing that Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
At KPFA.
All right.
Okay, Lydia is KPFK is going to do theirs on Wednesday. Oh, good. Okay, and KPFA has not yet, and WBAI has not. And WPFW, when are you going to elect
our members for the governance committee?
Yes.
It will be our next Wednesday meeting.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, all right. Y'all folks, I'm sorry.
Just a second. We need to approve this agenda. That's where you put agenda approval,
yes.
Nancy.
Could somebody please tell me what time I sent it to you? I'm having trouble finding it.
And this is Joseph from KPFT. I'd like to receive it as well.
6:40 yep. p.m. Eastern.
4 p.m.?
6:40.
Okay.
Eastern.
Eastern time. Okay, 5:40.
Joseph, I sent it to you. I'll send it to you, Nancy, and I'll send it to you, Joseph.
Thank you.
I don't
much.
Have it either. I've checked my email since 6:40. I may not have been on the list because I'm new.
The PacGov list is. Who puts the names on the PacGov?
I have been putting the name on the PacGov.
Did you put the new guys on the block?
No,
on?
I did not. No.
Okay,
I did
that's
not.
Why.
Okay.
Excuse me. This is Gail. Did I hear Nancy asking about the? Are you asking about new governance committee people?
Yes. So they didn't get on the listserv yet. So that means Joseph, Robert, Lydia, and Georgia Ryder.
I was on. I got my. Notice.
Oh, you did. Well,
Lydia.
Did George get on the... Marcel, did you put... Well, it doesn't matter now. Should I get off the line and call George? Do you think
I
he knows?
I left a message for George earlier.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Marcel and I, we called everybody and contact either left messages on the telephone or email or whatever, or live voices. So everybody that can get on was notified today by phone. Okay. May I say something? The guys that haven't elected, like KPFA and KPF and WPFW and the other station, which is it, KPFK, those three stations, WBAI, have y'all elected?
Nope.
Kathy? Not yet? When y'all elect, please remind your LSB chair to send the emails and the phone numbers to Marcel or PacGov or who do they send to? To PNB chair? Marcel, who do they send that information to?
They generally send it to the chair, and they also send it to the listserv.
Oh, okay. So the listserv and to Summer Reese. Be sure they do that and encourage them to do those elections. Don't wait around for the nationals straightening out their choices for delegates. I mean, we can be doing something. We're soldiers. We can be doing something while the national decides what they're going to do. Okay, that's all. I'm back to you.
Has everyone taken a look at the agenda?
Robert, did you get it?
No.
Okay. I'll send
this
it to Robert.
Lydia.
I received it to Joseph from KPFT. I just got it.
Good, Joseph.
Hi, this is Kathy from WBAI. I'm not in a place where I can actually see the agenda. Would it be possible to read it out?
Sure.
That's a rather long agenda. Nancy, would you like to read the agenda?
Okay. Let's see. Joseph, did you get it?
Yeah, I have it in front of me.
Okay, could you start reading, then I'll send it to Robert.
Sure. Number one, call to order.
I look at it when I'm
Hello?
On the phone.
Okay.
Did you get it yet, Robert?
I can't check my email when I'm on the phone. It'll disconnect me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, may I go ahead and read it? Would that be of value, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, number one is call to order by co-chair Marcel Reed. Number two, roll call by secretary co-chair Nancy Saibara Naratomi. And there's a list of old members. I don't want to go through that. I don't think we should. And new members. John Wenger, George Ryder, Lydia Brazon, Robert Mark, and Joseph Kay. And then the next date, which we've already taken care of. Number four is where we are at now, approved minutes. Number five is agenda approval. Number six is agenda. Number one, comment. What reform they are interested in, what is important to work on, what was accomplished, what is still needed, and what is most important. And item A under the comments is new members' comments, old members' comments, outgoing members' comments. And then we go to item two, number two under on the agenda, established pro tem chair.
Excuse me, Joseph. That was supposed to be struck because we're not going to do that until all of the boards have sent their people forward. Did you forget that, Nancy? Established chair. Please strike that item.
Yes. I did strike it out, and so I'm trying to find where I sent it. I mean, that should.
Okay, so agenda item number two should be struck out. Established pro tem chair.
Yes.
Okay. So the next item is create legislation to speed the inspection of documents by management to LSB members. Lack of enforcement is the problem. National delegates have a clear right, but the procedure is not speedy nor precisely expressed and not enforced. LSB members have to ask management coordinating committee to intervene sometimes with or without success. Members have a right too, but this was not discussed. And then number four, is how many meetings called that missed quorum and minutes before the committee is reorganized? 2011 governance was unable to answer this, but the resulting discussion was item point number one under that is a need to create a handbook with suggestions to support quorum success, email and phone list voluntarily among members and all on list serve. And then part two under that specific agenda item is notification by all means, if possible, by email as soon as a date is set, a second email a few days before, and a phone call 2 days before or less. Comment was, this was done by two co-chairs. One person calling 15 people would certainly do well and help. We started in June 29th and had seven meetings, two canceled meetings, September 29th, and another one that was, the date was not remembered why. And November 1st, non-quorum, was also a canceled meeting. The last meeting was January 4th. Part three of this agenda item is enforcement of pending suspension after two consecutive absences, followed by an email to the member, LSB chair, PNB chair, and a phone call to the member of pending suspension. And the third consecutive absence constitutes suspension and notification to the member, LSB chair, and PNB chair. And part four of that agenda item, combining committees or meet less often. And part five of this is, should we have for clarification, non-quorum report of discussion posted? There would be no voting and the next date to be decided by polling online / phone. Part six, what to do if there is a failure of a convener or chair to convene or a secretary to write minutes in a timely manner? Is it the responsibility of the other members to help? And then section seven of the agenda is new business, and section eight is adjournment.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I had sent out a corrected version. So I'm gonna, but it doesn't seem to be. Nobody got it. So add to this number seven, and it's not written, but a task force for. Is it written down? A task force, establish a task force for cataloging motions so we don't repeat the same thing all over again, same work. And that'll be number seven. And then number eight is also PNB has sent us a proposal for PNB standing rules from Campbell Johnson from WPFW, and that is that you should get also. That's number eight. I'm sorry. I'll have to rewrite this.
So that Nancy, this is Joseph K. You're saying this item seven should be part of new business?
No. Number seven was decided at the last meeting. I did not attend that meeting, but I listened to the stream. So it's a task force.
Established
a task force so that we don't make the same motions all over again. So we need to catalog what we've, motions we've made. And number eight is new business, I guess. It's what PNB has sent us, what Campbell Johnson has proposal for PNB standing rules. So that would be new business. Thank you, Joseph. I will put that on new business.
Okay, thank you.
Arpal came in, right? Just now?
Who?
Did Arpal...
Arpal's been here a while.
Arpal's
trying.
Yes, I thought so.
This is Lydia. I got home, so I changed to my landline.
Oh, good.
You sound better now. Oh,
but then I'll switch back when I have to leave for our local governance committee meeting. So.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is Brenda, and I just got cut off.
Okay, and you're back on, Brenda?
Yes, I'm back on.
Okay, good.
And I have a question. If there's not anybody else about to speak.
Our poll is.
Okay. Go ahead, and then I'll go right after you.
Okay. I have a rather
WBAI.
WBAI. I have a somewhat different agenda here, so I guess did you send it out twice?
Because yes.
I am missing a thing or two, and then those last two bits I have, which somebody else doesn't have, so I think we have this. Let me say, an agenda really doesn't have to be this verbose. It can be like, you know, to create legislation to speed inspection of documents, something like that, instead of, you know, going into everything we've discussed over time. Because that way we can find our way through it much more easily. And it isn't confusing because you could have, you know, you can get to number three, how many meetings, and then people will start running back and forth between A, B, C, D, and E. So, you know, I would suggest for the future that we have the, well, for the present, we need to figure out which agenda this is because it sounds like there are two. And two, for the future, if we could just have, you know, a short thing of item and then, you know, that's it instead of an explanation of things,
yes,
the history of it. But it's easier to do that way.
Lydia, if you can add me to the stack.
Okay. Lydia?
Oh, well, Brenda was...
Brenda. Brenda was next on the stack.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Brenda from KPFK. Two things. First is... in terms of Campbell's request, I thought that was discussed the prior meeting, and maybe I'm mistaken, so I'm not sure why it's in new business. Is it because we didn't finish discussing it? And then my second thing is that why I disagree with R. Paul, because if we just have general items, there's room for us to never get to the actual item that we intended to discuss. So I hope that our agenda items are specific enough in order to stay on task and accomplish things during the governance committee meeting.
And the last person...
And Lydia was on the stack.
Hello, Lydia.
Oh, yes. My turn now? Okay. So I just wanted to say I never got the agenda that we're all talking about. So, and do we have to log on to a listserv in order to get it, or do you send it? Does it come directly to our email list?
It can. It should come to PacGov, but you may not be a member of PacGov yet. So I will add you tomorrow, and I'll be happy to forward the agenda to you, Lydia.
Thank you. As far as my comment on what our Paul and Brenda said, I fall in between. So I agree with our Paul that the agenda needs to be leaner, but it should at least be expressed sufficiently so that we can follow it and jog our memories, because this is going to be, you know, we're going to have a lot to deal with. And then I would like to add something to new business, but I don't know if we're there yet. I guess we are. We're working on the agenda, right? So I don't think that we'll get there, but I'm going to move to form a task force to consider bylaws amendments. But not to populate it tonight. Obviously, we haven't elected people and all that, but we probably won't even get to it tonight.
Probably
Bob.
Not.
Bob for the sec.
All right. Bob?
Okay, I would propose that we delete what on my version of the agenda is number three, but as R. Paul said, there's two different versions that are circulating, so I don't know which it is on other people's, but it's the one that starts how many meetings called, that miss quorum, et cetera. We've discussed these items very thoroughly over probably three or four meetings, and there's really, unless I'm missing something, there's really... nothing more to discuss about them, I don't think.
Nancy on the stack.
All right, Nancy.
Marcel? Okay. I think we misunderstood the question, and actually the original question was how many meetings called that miss quorum and minutes not taken before the committee is reorganized. And I think we misunderstood the question, and we asked John Alame, and he said, well, 20 or 30 minutes, and if this quorum is not made, then the stream is canceled. And actually, that's not really it wasn't just about the making the quorum for the first 30 minutes of the stream. It was like, you know, if the meetings go, I mean, months and months pass and there's no committee meeting. So we never had an answer for this question. Actually, we've had this question on the committee since we started in June 29th when we got started. We got a late start last year. And so I just said there was no answer to this question, but the resulting discussion was other things, like other things came from that. I guess I should stop putting number four. I don't know what to. Well, we didn't really answer that question except that people wanted expressed that we need to create better suggestions for achieving quorum. So can we just knock it off? I mean, once a motion is made, do we have to continue it, or what do we do?
Well, anyone can amend the agenda at any time if the committee agrees to it, so I'm proposing that it be stricken.
Okay. You have the second version without the established pro tem?
No, but I heard you read it.
Okay, so you don't have the one. Okay, good. Then you have the second version. I don't understand why some people got the second version and some people only got the first version, but computers are not perfect.
Well, if you can repost the second version to everyone, that would be helpful.
I'm trying to find it.
Our Paul has it. Our Paul, could you send it out to us?
You have the second version with no election on number two?
Yeah. He said he has the second version.
Let me look at what I have here.
I have that. But what I'm saying is what was read out loud was not, at least I didn't get it, and it sounds like our Paul didn't get it either. So that version, the one that was presented orally, if that could be sent to us, that would be helpful.
Okay, the one that was presented orally was actually the first version, and I had sent out I sent the first version to Marcel, and then I thought I changed it and sent out the second version. But somehow, some of you got the first and some of you second. So, could R. Paul or Bob, could y'all, if it's not too difficult,
all right,
can you send to PacGov? Then we all get the second version.
I will resend what I have. I'll just forward it back. So let me go up. This is, now I see here that what I'm looking at arrived at 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time. And then there are like 20 replies after that, which I have not even looked at. So I make no guarantees. I'm simply sending this. I'll forward this to the committee again. And
does it say number two? It says nothing about election, right?
Election.
Right, no.
Nothing about election here.
No.
Oh, good, that's the one.
Sending it. And there it goes.
Do we have any other proposed changes to the amended agenda while we're waiting for the other agenda to arrive?
Lydia had some new business. She wanted bylaws amendments concerning something.
She wanted to set up a task force for bylaws, and she asked that be added under new business.
Yeah.
Robert, please.
Okay. And Robert to the stack.
Okay. This is Kathy. I have a point of personal privilege, please.
Personal privilege precedes.
Yeah, I have to go away from the call for a few minutes because I'm not at home. So I'll try to call back in.
Okay.
After I take care of something, then I'll try to call back in.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Robert?
Yes, I just asked that somebody invite me to the PatGov group.
I will, Robert, as soon as I get your email address.
This is Joseph K., KPFT. I'd like to be on the stack for a point of information.
Okay. Joseph?
Joseph, KPFT. A question has arisen in the course of KPFT's LSP meetings regarding what constitutes a membership in a committee for those who are attending for the first time and who are not members of the LSB's convening of the committee for the first time for the year. And I am concerned about whether or not there is clarity somewhere that can tell us if, yes, anybody coming to the first convened meeting becomes automatically a member regardless of their past relationship with KPFT or whether they even are members or not.
Would someone else like to answer that, or happy to answer?
I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
Does anybody else understand the question?
I'm not clear.
I think I might. This is just about your local station, right?
Well, I think he wants to know if the other stations are doing the same thing. The first committee meeting for the year of a LSB committee, if everyone who arrives at that committee in January, usually, gets automatic vote, whether they're, like, governance has non-LSB members and they automatically get a vote, or is it just for board members who automatically get a vote, even though they have not been attending that committee. So I don't know. This must be maybe a KPFT. That's what he wants to know, if you other stations are doing that.
I just want to know what the Joseph K. To clarify,
yeah.
My quick question was, are there any guidelines or bylaws that reference the manner in which a person not part of an LSB or any other official position in a station becoming a voting member at the first meeting?
R. Paul from BAI.
And this is Lydia from KPFK.
Okay, R. Paul.
Yeah. This is really up to the LSB. The LSB should be writing make a motion. I move that we have a cake committee. And then it goes down and, you know, says who can be a member, how they're members, how they become members, how they lose membership. Detailed. I mean, at BAI, we did our standing committees 8 years ago, and each one has an enabling motion that it takes up the entire side of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Doesn't cover everything still, but it covers an awful lot. And so the basic bottom line is the LSB gets to determine what its committees are like, and it really should have a motion that's written down that can be handed out to people that says all of that stuff. And that way it becomes clear and everybody's already agreed to it, because otherwise
okay.
You have questions.
This is Lydia.
Okay, good. Well, in response to that, I just want to add something that might help clarifying it. So if a member of KPFT's LSB who formerly served and was part of the LSB has stated that a motion was passed to make it a standing rule of some kind that people could not become voting members unless they attended three meetings, except for LSB members who attended the first meeting and automatically became voting members.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Lydia?
I think the basic question is, can non-LSB members be members of a committee? And the answer, again, as our Paul had said, you have to vote on the composition of your committees and at what meeting they become voting members. At KPFK, we advertise for membership, in other words, for non-LSB members who wish to join the committees. But then there is a cutoff after, like, a couple of months or whatever, there at KPFK anyway, there is a cutoff where you actually formalize your membership so that it's not a fluid membership. And what I do think it would be useful, however, because there is so much disparity between each signal area, not that I think there needs to be uniformity, but some of the elements, it would be important for some stations that don't have a particular policy about them, that they might benefit from our sharing our station's policies, our local LSB policies with KPFT or whoever else may want to see it. So we might want to share that on governance. But not
Nancy, on the stack, please. Oh, can I speak? Marcel?
Wait, just a second. Lydia, have you concluded your comment?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes, Nancy.
Nancy, KPFT. So please, Lydia, can you send PacGov? I don't know. Is it if it's a lot? I don't know if how difficult. And RPAL, I would like to see the other stations. That's a great idea to share and pick what things, you know, our LSBs might like to have or include. I'm sure we all have different ideas. Is that difficult to move forward?
No, it's an existing policy, and it is also sometimes an evolving policy. We still like to tweak it from time to time. But I'll send you what we have today. Thank you.
To PacGov, right? Or to me personally, either way.
Send it to you, and don't worry.
Yeah, then, RPAL, could you send what WBAI has to the PacGov so the whole group can take a look? And the other stations, Sasha, Mal, KPFK, could y'all send something too?
Yeah, I'll send some.
Yeah, and Marcel, somebody from Marcel's, what y'all WPFW is doing. Okay. Back to you.
All right, Nancy. Okay, do we have any other changes, proposed changes to the agenda? We approve the agenda with the changes recommended.
Sure.
Right. So we strike number four, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wait. The new one, number.
I've seen. This is the first time I've seen the new agenda, Nancy. I'm looking at it now.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen this before.
Okay. So strike number three. How many?
Yeah. Strike number three. It was number four on the other agenda. Strike number three.
Oh, but everything under number three is okay. It's just that the top line. How many meetings called at Ms. Quorum and minutes before committee is reorganized? Just that one scratch out.
This is Bob Letterer.
Yes.
My motion was to strike the entire item because all of it has been discussed at length.
Oh, really?
That was the way I did it, Nancy.
Oh, it was finished?
Yeah,
but the handbook has not been done.
As far as I recall, we went as far as we could go. We weren't able to solve all the problems. Some of these problems are just a matter of, you know, talking to people. There's no structural way to guarantee quorum. So we had a very thorough discussion on several occasions, and we went about as far as we can go. Yeah.
Oh, but there was a suggestion. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this handbook idea is definitely a good idea. And, you know, as Sasha and I said, we can work on a few. Not really a handbook. It's just a few, past policies to put together so that people have them handy. But that's just a work project. We don't need to have a discussion about it.
Okay. This handbook or just a list of suggestions, I think, really important, and especially for new conveners. And when the conveners don't convene, I mean, I think it's, I'd like to add, I think it's our responsibility of all members to check up with the convener and ask to help them out to start it. Or if the secretary, like me, was so late and untimely fashion writing the notes, if anybody would, you know, come forward and say, I'll help write the minutes so that minutes don't take so long. I mean, I did at the end of the year.
Okay, Nancy, to be able to get through the agenda if we debate each item on the agenda. So if we decide to strike four, let's just approve the agenda with item number three removed. We can get through the rest of the agenda. This call is from 8:30 until 10, and it is now 9:20.
And we still have to leave at 9:30. This is Mal.
Yeah. Okay, Mal. So we need to get something done.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay. Okay, so we've approved the agenda. Let's go down to item number four. Establish a task force to catalog motions so we do not repeat what has already been done.
Mal for the stack.
Okay. Mal? Anyone else stack for discussion of this?
This is possibly the most useful thing that we can do this year.
One Mal.
I'm finished.
Oh, all right.
I said what I had to say.
Please expand. Useful.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Extremely, extremely valuable. Now, what are going to be the mechanics? Since this is my first meeting, I don't know if the mechanics of it have been previously discussed in terms of who do we outreach to? Do we advertise this through our LSCs or on the station's website, Pacifica website, to get volunteers to call their emails with these motions?
Robert,
we haven't done any of that yet. This is just a suggestion. I think it's an excellent suggestion, especially since every time we brought up motions last year, just about every motion that we brought up, Bob wound up bringing forth that same motion and worded differently that had been done 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, which
exactly.
Means a tremendous amount of time reinventing the wheel. And that's simply because we have no way of cataloging and pulling motions forward. So I would suggest our websites, if I could be so forward, I would suggest our websites. I would suggest that each and every board have something sent to the chair to ask for volunteers.
This is Lydia.
So
has a task force already been formed, or are we waiting for a motion to form a task force subcommittee, or what would the formation be? And if so, let's move to do that.
For what? I'm sorry, Liz, I didn't hear.
Oh, okay. I said, have you already formed a task force? Have you passed a motion to form a...
No, we have not.
Formation and... Okay.
No, we have not.
Okay, then I move to form a... I don't want to say task force because that implies that it might be this membership. How about a sub... Oh, but then the
subcommittee
might need to be streamed. Maybe someone can help me, our Paul.
A working group.
Working group.
Working group, thank you. Can the working group be outside of the governance membership?
Since
we're soliciting other people.
It's happened many times.
Absolutely.
But
we have one member from the governance committee on the task force.
At least. Thank you, Joseph Kay.
Yeah. I would not want it to run completely independent of the governance committee, so at least one member.